the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it. When you grab it, powder comes off on your hands.
You can't stop that.
Alright. What flies around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes?
Moths.
Sometimes they eat them, too. What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Lightning bug.
We used to catch them and play with them, did
you? That was my joy.
It was. A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes and so forth. Around damp places, and it has a hard beak and shiny wings, and it has a thin body. Around stagnant ponds of water, it flies over them. Very low. Sometimes people say that they are a sign snakes are nearby.
Oh, a snake doctor.
Snake doctor, of course. What kind of stinging insects do you know?
Well, a wasp. Bumblebee.
That's true. Should have seen. The kind that builds paper nests. Well, that's
the one that builds the
paper nests on the side of the house. Is there any other name than a wasp?
Well, you know, there is one that you call, you know, he builds a little. I call a dirt diver. Mm-hmm. He builds a little nest too around the wall of the house.
I see. Well, the kind that builds nests in the ground and swarm over you.
Oh, Lord, that's a yellow jacket.
Why do you say it like that? Have you been stung by them?
Oh, Lord. I just said so.
A lot of times. Well, then I'm sure you remember those, huh? Things that fly around at night and bite. Sometimes they carry malaria.
A mosquito.
If you're walking in the woods without boots, these little things burrow in your skin and cause severe itching. And sometimes when people go fishing, you know, they always get them on them.
You know, you get red bugs on out there too, you know.
That's quite true. Any other thing that they might get on them out there?
Well, they could get this little ragweed briar that stick in you. Then thorns are also out there.
Well, what are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Well, some of our grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard anyone call them hoppergrass?
Well, no, I've always heard grasshoppers, and then there is a big one, you know, that hops around that they always call a graveyard horse. I don't know what they meant by it.
Is that right?
But you always find a lot of them around the cemetery, uh-huh. And sometimes they come to your house when you live near the cemetery.
Oh, I see. Well, a small fish used for bait. Tiny little fish that's used for bait.
Is it a pinnawinker?
Sure, it could be. Sometimes you see them in little streams just swimming around.